Welcome to the latest episode of Voice of the Vendor, recorded live at IT Nation Connect 2023 at the Rosen Shingle Creek Resort in Orlando, Florida. Today, Channel Pro Vice President and Associate Publisher Joel Zaitspinner speaks with some new and notable vendors on how their services can help increase productivity, protect sensitive information, easily comply with major new regulations, and improve service delivery, all ensuring that MSPs can work more efficiently. Voice of the Vendor starts now.
And we're walking across the show here, and there's a bunch of newer vendors that are out here, as I mentioned earlier, and we're trying to catch up with some of those so we get you some new content about new vendors that are in the industry that's really helpful for you, that because you're not able to be here. So, you know, that's what the Voice of the Vendor is here for, to help you. So, you, the MSP, let's find out more about this vendor. We're here at Produce 8. We hear a lot about them lately. We're hearing that they come from a very solid channel background. And we're going to talk to Ryan McGinnis. He is the Vice President of Products for the company. And Produce 8 is the company's name, Produce 8. And we're going to get a little history and a little information on how they can help MSPs grow their business. Ryan, tell us a little bit about Produce 8.
So Produce 8 is a lot like a fitness tracker for your workday. So we help companies and individuals understand how they're leveraging their technology and their time so that we can focus on solving some of the really big problems in productivity today. So there's really big, you know, five big problems that we really focus on. The fact that our technology has become increasingly distracting. Our work tech is starting to look like our consumer tech, and it's like drawing our attention away from what we're trying to do. How we spend a lot of time task switching and multitasking, and that's actually costing us a lot in terms of a lag on productivity. We also spend a ton of time collaborating. Too many meetings, too many messages, too much email. And so, you know, those kind of big buckets of cost also kind of create problems for employees in terms of employee burnout, working too many hours. And then fundamentally, we also have problems in just maybe not following the right workflow. And nobody really has any way of visualizing that. So we can help companies visualize what their workflow looks like by bringing all of their interactions with their tools into one place so they can see what the workday looks like.
That's pretty cool. Someone like me would love that, because I get to see how many extra hours I work a week, because I don't think I ever stop working. So, I mean, it would be like a bazillion hours a year. So that would be really bad. But for MSPs and vendors that are trying to track their people, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've kind of taken a different tact on productivity, so we really focus on the individual first. So being able to provide them insights about what their workday looks like, creating self-awareness and helping coach better behaviors for the individual first, and then we can bring teams together to study data by working out loud. So you can see what your peers do and how they manage their day. So developing employees can learn from your star performers exactly how they move through their workflow.
Well, I mentioned earlier that, you know, it's like a workout, right? Managing your workout, but it's also managing your day, managing your business. How do they find out more about how to get involved? Is there a demo? Is there something they can try out to see how it works? And what do they do?
Yeah, so if you go to produce8.com, you can either sign up to try the app product out for free, or you can schedule a demo with our team, and they can actually walk you through what the entire, you know, enterprise version of the product looks like. But either, you know, either want to try it by themselves or engage with our team, they can just head to the website and we can help them there.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, thanks so much for meeting with Channel Pro today. Any last words you want to tell our readers that they should know about Produce 8?
I guess the number one thing is, if you're still at IT Nation, come down and see us tomorrow on Friday. We'd love to see them.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year. They won't be here tomorrow, because it'll be online in about a week or so. But thanks for meeting with us today, and thanks very much for stopping us and chatting with Channel Pro. We look forward to working with you further, and we look forward to seeing all our readers and all of our listeners in the coming weeks around the country. If you don't see us this year, we'll look forward to seeing you next year. But make sure you go to channelpronetwork.com to look at all our new stuff, all our new product offerings, as well as all the new content that's delivered every single day for you for MSP. And 2024, all new shows all around the country, so keep an eye out for that, where they're going to be, and go to our industry calendar to see where you want to go. We'll speak to you soon. Well, you can't imagine, but we're out on the road again, as usual. And today we are visiting our friends at IT Nation here in South Florida, in Orlando, at the Rosen Shingle Creek. It's a nice hotel, a lot of fun, a lot of activity going on. It's nonstop, thousands and thousands of attendees, and vendors are everywhere. They had their awards yesterday for Pitch It, and they had a winner, and we look forward to meeting with them soon. But in the meantime, we're walking around the show floor and talking to all the vendors that were some of the newer vendors that are coming out, and we wanted to share that information with all of our readers and let them know of some of the new properties and new products that are out there. We're with Covello. We're with James Miñaca. And James is the CEO of Covello, and we wanted to find out more what they're offering and how they can help you as a solution provider build your business. So, James, go ahead. Tell us what's going on at Covello.
Thanks, Joel. Pleasure to be talking with you today. So we're excited to be at IT Nation. We have a tax surface management platform that's tailored for MSPs, managed service providers. And so basically what that is we do data discovery and classification. So I always say, you know, if you don't know where your sensitive data is, how are you going to protect it? That data would be like credit card information, passport information, banking information, all the information that you're trying to protect against a data breach. Then what we do is we tell you who has access to that data, who's accessed the data, and then we overlay vulnerability management to tell you where you need to remediate in order to lower your risk of a data breach in near real time. We give you all the reports that are needed from a DDQ, due diligence perspective on cybersecurity insurance renewals. Also, obviously, regulatory compliance, whether or not it's the SEC, GDPR, California Privacy Act. And so this is one platform, multi-tenant for MSPs. We also tie into all the workflow engines like PSAs, for example, ConnectWise, we're compatible with. And so that allows MSPs to operationalize our product, but more importantly, that creates another revenue stream for them. And it checks the box from a compliance standpoint and just gives them more of a product offering.
Now, there are a lot of different products out there that are similar. What makes you different?
Yeah, so there are a lot of products, and if you think about I like to call those tools, and they're usually enterprise tools. So, for example, vulnerability management's been around for a while, which is well known, and I call that table stakes. So, what normally happens is you would be buying a service. So, if you go out and get vulnerability management, you're basically reselling a service. And then the other component of our product would be data discovery. And certainly, there's enterprise data discovery tools. What we do is we create a platform. And what's different about a service versus a platform, it's one single platform that's easy to use. It ties into your workflow engines, which is not in a service offering. And we effectively will, the data talks to itself. So think about if you have a tool and you bring in all these tools, then you have to figure out how to connect the APIs, and that's what we do right out of the gates.
Excellent. Partner programs. What do you offer in partner programs?
Yeah, so our go-to-market is through the partner. That's how we're scaling our business. It's very important for us to tailor our product and our program to partners because they actually create the service offering around us. So we sell seats, and so effectively MSP will buy 1,000, 2,000 seats. They resell it, and we can OEM the actual reports to have the logo of the MSP. That's basically our partner program that we're selling today. And then the important part is because we sell seats, they sell to their end customers on their paper.
Excellent. How do they find out more about you guys?
Go to info@covello.com. Send us an email or just go to covello.com, fill out a form.
Cavello.com. Excellent. Thank you so much for meeting with Jennifer today. Any last words for our readers that they should know?
Come see us next year. IT Nation will be inside in the booth, and we're happy to be here.
Thanks so much. Great meeting with you. We'll see you guys soon. Look forward to reaching out and seeing all the vendors that are here and meeting with them and bringing you some new opportunities. So we'll speak to you soon. Have a great day. And we're back here at the IT Nation event in Orlando, Florida. As usual, the show is unbelievably unbelievable show with so much going on that there's not enough time in the day to keep up with the pace of what's happening. There's so many people, there's so many vendors, there's so much content happening. They've done a fantastic job of keeping everything organized here at the event and making sure that everyone is having a great time. Well, we're stopping by meeting with Mike Anderson. He's Global MSP Manager at an organization called Easy DMARC, and they are working to help MSPs with some of the new laws that are going into place, and they want to help you. So take a listen to Mike Anderson. He's going to tell us a little bit about how they're helping the MSP market grow and what he can do to help you grow that market. Mike, tell us a little bit about Easy DMARC.
Yeah, so Easy DMARC is a DMARC intelligence platform that will help the MSP. It's very MSP-centric, very service provider-centric, that will help MSPs like yourself get your customers DMARC compliant. And with all the new DMARC regulations coming down from Microsoft, Google, AOL, Yahoo, the big providers, DMARC is now being enforced. It used to be optional, and that is no longer going to be optional as of February. So many, many, many of your customers are going to be driving to you to be able to get that sorted out. Now, it's critical that you know what to do so that your customer's email deliverability does not take a big hit. And so we help customers, help MSPs get their DMARC sorted out.
Well, you mentioned earlier that without the DMARC, without your product, stuff's going to get locked into spam and it's going to get lost in multiple, when they send out multiple emails. Tell us a little bit about that situation, why your product can make it better.
Yeah, so with DMARC being enforced by the big ISPs and the big email sending providers, you have to have compliance, and DMARC is a process. You have to have your sender policy framework aligned, your DKIM encryption keys aligned, and then you can set your policy to reject, and that's when the big email sending providers realize you are in compliance and they do not recognize it as spam. Right now, their algorithms are starting to put non-DMARC compliant emails into the spam folders, and your customers, you know, invoicing, contracts, email marketing, you can just kind of throw that in the trash now without being DMARC compliant. So our platform will really give you the intelligence, the visibility, command, and control to be able to see what's going on in your customers' domains in the DMARC environment to appropriately take action.
So people that are using things like HubSpot and Constant Contact and all those things, it's going to foul their sends if they don't use the new products that you guys are offering.
That's exactly how it works. And our platform has 1,600 reporting sending sources. So all the sources that you mentioned, the HubSpots, Salesforce, Zendesk, every big ERP platform, PSA platform, you name it, they're all in here. And so these will identify where there's misalignments and then show you exactly how to get the alignment to happen so that you can protect your customers adequately.
That's awesome. Well, tell us how they find out more about Easy DMARC and where do they go to find out?
Yeah, so our site is www.easydmarc.com. And when you sign up for the program, you're going to get all the sales engineering training for all of your engineers, your entire team, as well as the sales and marketing enablement platform that will help you, most importantly, go monetize it to the business.
That's great. And you said something about you don't have a partner program, but you have a partner product. You have a partner for MSPs. The solution is built for MSPs?
Yeah, our platform is really service provider centric. It's multi-tenant. It has automated reporting that's white label. It has automated email alerting. And it allows you to really segment the domains off by customer and then assign users to just those customers. Very service provider friendly.
That's great. And is it affordable?
It's very affordable. Our pricing starts out at $10 per domain per month. It's a minimum of $10, 10 domains to start. So it's not expensive. The program's month to month, so you're not locked in, and it comes with all of the training and all the sales and marketing enablement.
Pretty affordable, so that sounds great.
Yeah.
Any last words for our readers that they should know about this new law that's coming into effect and how it'll change the market?
Yeah, pay attention and get on board quickly because DMARC partners, MSP partners are signing up and solving for DMARC as fast as possible. You don't want to get left out. You don't want to be late to the game. You certainly don't want to let somebody potentially take your customers because you're not paying attention. We'll help you get this product implemented into your practice, start making you some money. It's easy DMARC. We make it easy.
I love it. Well, thanks so much. Mike, thanks so much for being with Channel Pro today. We look forward to seeing you on the show floor and somewhere else around the country in the coming months. But for those that are listening, we appreciate you out there, and we look forward to seeing you all at shows all around the country. Just one or two more shows this year for us before the end of the year. We wish you all a happy holidays, and we hope to see you all soon. Make sure you go to channelpronetwork.com to find out more about all the events that are happening across the country, about everything that's happening. And if you can't make it, make sure you're listening to Voice of the Vendor so that you learn about what's happening from some of the newer vendors and some of the older vendors, but some of the new products that they're offering so that you get to learn and grow your business. So thanks for listening. We're here walking through the show floor, and Bobby Jacobs of Thread is here, and we're talking to him about some exciting new things that are happening. One of the things that happened here at IT Nation was there was an event called Pitch It All Year, and a bunch of vendors, what was it, like 30 or 40?
26
vendors were up against each other on a pitch to the industry, and there were finalists, and they were one of the three finalists. And it was them, it was Nodeware, and VCIO Toolbox. And the three of them went up against head-to-head against each other up on stage 2 days ago. And Thread came out on top. So that's exciting to hear. They're the winners of the 2023 Pitch It contest here at ConnectWise over at IT Nation. And not only that, but they have been extremely busy here on the floor since then. Looks like they're meeting with tons of MSPs and talking to all the different vendors that are here. But we wanted to find out how they got there, how they won the pitch it, and what they can do to help you. And we've talked to Bobby in the past, but he's got some new news for you, and he's going to help MSPs grow their business. So tell us, Bobby, what's going on?
Thanks, Joel. First off, appreciate everything you do. You're awesome. And ConnectWise, like putting on the Pitch It competition and bringing in all the resources for the past 4 months to 26 early-stage vendors is awesome. Like, that's giving back to MSPs in a massive way for bringing new technology, some of which even competes with ConnectWise products. Like, it's really, really cool. To get to work with all these other vendors too, work on integrations, co-marketing, get to go on webinars. The biggest thing for these small companies is vendors is meeting MSPs, right? That can be expensive, it's time consuming, and so it's been super helpful. It was awesome to win. It was super fun, room of 200 people, we did 5-minute pitches, and we walked away with $70,000. So it was really, really cool, Joel.
So in addition to the $70,000, what else do you get with that? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just furthering our partnership. We're a certified integrator with ConnectWise, so they talked about us on stage. This next year we'll be doing a lot of events together and marketing and deepening our integration. That was a big promise we made, that we're going to use the money to integrate with Osseo to get automated dispatch going with our AI technology. And that's a big part of what we talked about, is how we're helping MSPs change how they provide their service experience, meeting their customers where they live inside something like Microsoft Teams. Phone's a super expensive way to provide support. Email's a really bad way to provide support. So if your customers are in Teams, they can chat with you, and it opens a ticket in the PSA, and it follows all your process. Like, it's a simple concept, but it really hasn't been possible until now.
Right. So, what was amazing was how people in the room that were watching you win the award were like, wow, I didn't realize Thread could do that. And they were running to see you afterwards to talk to you. Can you give us a step-by-step on why an MSP is coming to you to talk to you so quickly and build their business for their partners and for their vendors that they work with and for all of their end users that they're talking to? What is the secret sauce that you guys have?
I think it really comes down to business value. Like, it's pretty straightforward for an MSP to understand that a phone call is one-to-one. It's super expensive. And customer experience is more important than ever. Like, there's, you know, a new generation, there's digital natives, they want to chat. And until today, a responsible MSP has had to say, no, you can't chat with us because there's not a good way to do it. So they see that they're going to have over a 30% decrease in time to resolution for chat-based tickets. And ultimately, that impacts the bottom line. It helps them serve their partners better. But, you know, the simple piece of being able to chat in Teams and open a ticket in the PSA, that tends to strike a nerve with people.
You know what I love is I love that you're wearing, you know, the Top Gun outfits. All your team are all Top Gun, you know, experts here. You could spot you a mile away in the room whenever you're walking around. So whenever there's a group of people in green, you know that it's the team from Thread. Anything else that's happening that you're offering to the MSPs that they should know about?
Yeah, you know, one of the big reasons that we're dressed up like co-pilots today is because we just launched Service Copilot in our tool, where it suggests responses and next actions to the MSP based off your ticket history and what's on the ticket. You literally click a button, you ask it to tell you how to respond to somebody, and you can even just interface with it. You can say, how do I reset a server? You basically have ChatGPT right where you're working, and you're not having to pay for it.
It's free.
Yeah.
Now, tell me what they have to do to get involved with Thread.
Yeah, you know, go to our website, schedule a demo, and we'll go through it. It's a little transformational, so we want to talk through with our partners and people that are considering Thread to help them understand the transformation that it's going to be. So, you know, you can't just go to our site and sign up, and that's on purpose because we want to walk through this journey with our partners and help them get that value.
So you have to spend a little time to make a little money.
Exactly, and it's a little time. But it's a little time.
Time for a lot of money.
Exactly. That's the idea.
Quick growth.
That's the idea. Absolutely.
Bobby, thanks so much for meeting with Channel Pro today. We look forward to seeing you on the road in the near future. We'll be out there, as we always are, you know, meeting every vendor and talking about us, about their success and how they're helping MSPs grow. There's sessions going on all through the day here. So we'll be here for one more day and then off to the next show in the next few weeks. But for those that are listening, happy holidays. We'll see you soon. And don't eat too much turkey, but enjoy your holidays with your families. Talk to you soon.